From NPR West, I'm Shea Stevens. President Obama is applauding Afghanistan's President Hamid Karzai for agreeing to participate in a runoff contest with opponent Abdullah Abdullah next month. U.S. Defense Secretary Robert Gates says the second vote will give the administration clarity while deciding on its war strategy in Afghanistan, but Gates says it will not solve the problem of corruption within the Afghan government.
I think that we need to be realistic that the issues of corruption and governance that we are trying to work with the Afghan government on are not going to be solved simply by the outcome of the presidential election. This is going to be a work in progress, an evolutionary effort, and we need to be realistic about that.
Gates was speaking at a joint use conference with his Japanese counterpart Wednesday in Tokyo. Sun Microsystems says it plans to cut up to 3,000 jobs, or about 10% of its workforce. More from NPR's Wendy Kaufman.
The cuts at Sun will be global and take place over the next 12 months. The company was once one of California's most powerful technology firms, but the computer server and hardware maker has been struggling in recent years. It's now set to be acquired by Oracle Corporation in a deal worth more than $7 billion. U.S. antitrust regulators have approved the deal, but European regulators have expressed concern and have not yet given the acquisition the green light. Sun is losing an estimated $100 million a month, and the longer the European review takes, the more money the company will lose and the more workers it's likely to cut. The European Commission is now expected to announce its decision next month. Wendy Kaufman, NPR News.
A former aide and confidant to ousted Illinois Governor Rob Blagojevich has pleaded guilty to charges stemming from the corruption case against his former boss. NPR's Cheryl Courtley has more.
He was once chief of staff to former Illinois Governor Rob Blagojevich. Alonzo Monk was also Blagojevich's law school roommate and later a lobbyist. Now, after months of negotiations between his attorneys and federal prosecutors, Monk has admitted he was part of a scheme to shake down a racetrack owner for a $100,000 campaign contribution in exchange for then-Governor Blagojevich's signature on a bill to help subsidize racetracks with casino funds. Monk also said he took part in a wide-ranging plan to use the powers of the governor's office to obtain cash and campaign contributions. Blagojevich, who's now shooting a reality TV show, was ousted from office and stands accused of several corruption charges. His trial is set for June 3rd, and Monk has promised to fully cooperate with prosecutors. Cheryl Corley, NPR News, Chicago.
In Tokyo, the Nikkei average of 225 selected issues gained 10 points to close at 10,347. This is NPR News. Film director Roman Polanski's attorneys say they will appeal a decision by Switzerland's highest court not to release their client on bail. The court ruled that Polanski must remain in custody while proceedings to have him extradited to the United States for having sex with a minor are ongoing. Lisa Schlein has more from Geneva.
Polanski's lawyers call the court's decision disappointing and say they will fight to have the verdict overturned. The film director had offered to wear an electronic monitoring device to surrender his travel documents, submit himself to daily police checks, and put up his luxury chalet as collateral in exchange for his freedom. But to no avail. The High Court ruled he was too high a flight risk and would have to remain behind bars until the legal battles over his possible extradition are over, a process that could go on for years. Polanski's French lawyer says his client is depressed and tired and has been moved from jail for medical treatment. For NPR News, I'm Lisa Schlein in Geneva.
The U.S. Food and Drug Administration is warning companies that make processed foods to be careful with the claims they make on their packaging. The FDA says it will begin cracking down on companies labeling their products as healthy when the contents may actually be high in fat, salt, or sugar. Commissioner Margaret Hamburg says there is a growing number of products labeled with symbols, numbers, or other logos, suggesting the contents are healthier. She says the agency is looking into proposing nutritional standards for labeling processed foods. I'm Shea Stevens, NPR News.